Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here on the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Cakes, EB, and JP. Earlier in the show, we were talking about the Caps bowing out in the second round of the playoffs. And whether you call the season successful or not, 60% of our voters online say yes. Let's talk to our next guest about it. Brent Johnson played goalie here in Washington. Now you can watch him on the Monumental Sports Network, talking about the Caps. What's up, Brent?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? How you doing?
We're doing well, Brent. Before we talk about the most current iteration of the Caps, so I'm looking at your bio, and I didn't realize that of all the seasons that you played with the Caps, you never had one playoff appearance with them. You had 15 in your NHL career, most with the St. Louis Blues back in 2001-02, but you know, everybody talks about how consistent the Caps are as far as making the playoffs, model organization. They're always in the postseason. Like, that wasn't your experience. Do people, like, mistake you for having playoff appearances with the Caps, like, when they see you out and about?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I was typically in the backup role here, and you got to remember the first couple seasons with the Capitals, 05, 06, 07, 08, we were just a struggling team, you know, with a bunch of new, fresh faces. We had a bunch of talent on our team, but well, we could never really put it together under Glenn Hanlon. And then, you know, once Bruce Boudreau comes in, you know the what happened after that. It was sort of a shining moment for the team where they kind of made a huge turnaround from that point on. And that's not anything going against Glenn Hanlon as a coach. It was just, you know, someone riding that wave and the guys following along.
So were you surprised at the way the Caps were eliminated in five games by the Carolina Hurricanes? Some people think it's obviously an improvement from last year where they qualified but were swept by the Rangers. This year they get into the playoffs, obviously with the top seed in the East, take care of Montreal in the first round. But yeah, they just seemed outclassed and also just like poor matchup style with this Carolina Hurricanes team that takes care of them in five games.
I mean, I definitely think it was a missed opportunity. I think the Capitals, you know, even in their forward size, you know, have just an embarrassment of riches. Talk about like PLD, Wilson, Protas, these guys who can kind of dominate down low, but never really got to their game, their forechecking game. A lot of credit to the Carolina Hurricanes for how they pressure and how they play that that defensive role where it's just absolutely tight and restricting out there. There's no room to move. You know, as soon as you get the puck, you can guarantee you're going to have either a stick-on-stick interaction or someone putting a body on you. So it's I mean, it's tough. I would say, you know, even the first series, and I think Spencer Carberry kind of touched on this a little bit last night, you know, even the first series with Montreal, there were a couple games that were close. I mean, that could have gone either way. And, you know, going against the Carolina Hurricanes, even though they're very predictable in how they're going to play, it's just a struggle. And if you don't execute on your chances in the playoffs, it's nothing, absolutely nothing like the regular season. It's you have to make good on those opportunities. And the Caps didn't, and the Hurricanes did. And that's the series in a nutshell.
Brent, break it down for hockey dummies, myself included. What makes the Carolina penalty kill so special? They were tops in the league during the regular season at stopping the power play, and yeah, they did a great job in not only this series, also against the Devils in the first round. What is it about their penalty kill that made it so tough for the Caps to set up their power play, to have any sort of sustained pressure on Frederik Andersen throughout this series?
Yeah. Well, just take it right from the start of each power play. It becomes the breakout, right? The breakout, even if you have a good breakout in your own end going into the neutral zone, you have to have good zone exit, zone entrances, excuse me. And so they really didn't have or execute their plan perfectly each time. And you have a four-man front on that defensive blue line of the Carolina Hurricanes. And it's just tough to get pucks chipped into space and retrieve and then go on your kind of setup, however the Caps wanted to set up that particular power play. But from there, you get in zone, and it's just pressure the puck, right? It's one of those power plays. You can remember the Pittsburgh Penguins doing this to the Washington Capitals all the time, is that if you have your back in a bad position, or if you have the puck in a bad position where your back is to the middle of the ice, they are running at you as hard as they can, good stick, and pressuring you to do something stupid with the puck. And that's exactly like every scenario where the Caps got themselves in a bad position, that's what happened. Now, when the Caps did start working it around, they had some opportunities here and there. It wasn't all, you know, terrible. They had some opportunities, but that the way they check out there as a four-man unit, they kind of stay in that little diamond or box, however they're shaping it, and if it's John Carlson or if it's Jacob Chychrun, you know, you get that point up top and your quarterback in that power play, your first objective, your first goal is to bypass that high checker. And, you know, we talked about it like till we were blue in the face. Pucks at the net, be a shooter's power play, and they never really got that. There's a lot of blocked shots by the Carolina Hurricanes, and the Capitals just really didn't have they didn't have anything, you know, more that they could do. They didn't have an answer for it.
All right. Talking to Brent Johnson, former goalie with the Capitals. Now you can watch him on Monumental Sports. Let's go big picture. Okay. Let's forget about the Kane series specifically. This is something we were kicking around with our callers and kicking around amongst ourselves. Was this season a success? Before the season, there weren't great expectations, but then they earn a one seed and they get bounced out in the second round. How do you see this season?
As a tremendous success, it's hard. Like, I see it as a success, but we already talked about it being a missed opportunity. So it's
a mixed bag.
I guess I'm contradicting myself, but as it goes, so many things happened this season that were just absolutely fantastic for the Washington Capitals. So let's just talk about their bright future, tying up guys, Chychrun, their goaltenders, guys coming in, whether that be Bovee at the deadline and just kind of fitting in, the coach being up for coach of the year, Spencer Carberry, the coaching staff, just in general, how they were able to manage all these different guys and get them on the same page. Alex Ovechkin and his unreal year, this 50th anniversary, I think. Well, I mean, and we heard Spencer say it last night, like he had the most fun that he can remember in some time coaching the team. And I could see why, because, I mean, look at all the things that happened throughout the season. This team was supposed to be a draft lottery team, you know, eking into the playoffs maybe. And they well outperform expectations and become top of the East and running for that, running for the President's Trophy at some point. And so, I mean, yeah, it's not the end goal, but I would say, like your listeners, I would say 60%. Yeah, that makes sense to me that they would say it was a successful season. I think the guys in that dressing room absolutely adore one another. They work together as a team, and it's more of a family atmosphere in there. So successful, yes. Not the end goal, but successful.
Brent, what did you make of the first goal that Logan Thompson gave up last night? I know that I think it was Bouchard who was yeah. pretty critical of that first goal that Stahl scored.
Boucher.
Thank you. Yeah. The second one, he was screened by TVR. Like I understand that one a little bit more. But did you think that first goal was a little bit soft for LT to give up?
So LT, right? Think about it. I think 2.45 goals against average in the playoffs, mm-hmm. and a 917 or 918 save percentage. Those are pretty good numbers, right?
Yeah.
Let's just say it. 2.45 in the playoffs is pretty good numbers. Now, playoff hockey is totally different. There's low scoring games in the East. There's high scoring games in the West, and it's all over the map, really. I think Logan Thompson did the job he needed to do to help his team win. Now, going to the goals, all right? Logan Thompson's a different goaltender, right? He is a goaltender that kind of loves safe spaces, all right? And as goalies, our safe spaces are our posts, all right? So he's often on his posts when pucks are on the perimeter of his zone, right? So he's on that post, he's comfortable, and he can make, you know, percentage plays there, a high percentage of saves there. So the first goal, there's something called an overlap. And I'd have to explain this to you or demo it for you, but it's coming off your post and squaring up. Now, you can do that in a scenario where Jordan Stahl scored. You can do that in a scenario where there's only Jordan Stahl is the threat. And there was no threat to the middle of the ice. There was no threat to a backdoor play or anything like that. The only guy that could score that goal or that could anything that could happen is going far side, bar down. Now, he had to make a perfect shot to beat LT. But on the other hand, if he does an overlap, which means he comes out and he squares his body to the puck, that's an easy save. It just hits him in the shoulder, and it's a nothing burger. Instead, he goes on his post. His right shoulder goes back to, and kind of flattens out along the goal line. And so that opens up and leaves that far side vulnerable. And then Jordan Stahl takes advantage of it. It's the same exact play, different shot that Svechnikov scored that second goal with 2 minutes left in the game. He's on his post, safe spot, safe space, right? He's playing percentages. But even though he's screened by TVR there, it's one where he can play more of a filling the net up area. Even though he can't see it, he's not square to the puck. This happens so fast. This is what like goalies would call like predictive processing, right? Or actually, it happens in everyday life. Predictive processing, where our mind kind of fills in the missing information. I'm on my safe spot. I can't see the puck. Predictably, I'm just going to go into this pose, all right, and hope for the best. And, you know, when we fill in that missing information, we just hope that we can, you know, make the save there. But he gets beat. It's a pass, a give-and-go kind of pass from, I think it was Martinuk and Svechnikov, I can't remember. And then just back to Svechnikov, and all he does is just release the puck, just tries to get it on net, maybe hope for a bounce, maybe. And then you have Thompson It's not a great goal, even though he screened. It's not a great goal because he can front the puck a little bit more. That is not the reason, though, the Capitals lost the game. The Capitals lost the game and maybe the series is because I think they didn't do what the Carolina Hurricanes were doing, which was funneling everything to the net. That Svechnikov goal is a prime example of them just, hey, you know what? I don't have anything out here. I'm on the perimeter of the offensive zone. Might as well just throw it. There's a bunch of bodies there. Might as well just throw it on net. Something might happen.
Yep. The get a weird bounce, deflection, anything like that. Like the Bevilier goal last night was not, it was not a thing of beauty, but like it was a puck that was on the side of the net. It kind of got out in front of Anderson and he just poked it through his legs when he had an opportunity.
Exactly. Well, I mean, Beauvillier is a prime example of a playoff player. Even though he doesn't go elbows, he's not very tall. He works hard. He pressures Jacob Slavin into kind of turning that puck over with a bad pass to his partner. Takes a weird bounce off that, and he never stops moving his legs, right? He actually beats Slavin off the check, beats him to the net, and pots a good goal. So I'm truthfully happy with Beauvillier and the way he played throughout this playoffs.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Brent, good stuff. It's Brent Johnson, former goalie. Of course, you watch him on Monumental Sports Network. Thanks, pal.
Yeah, thanks for the intel, man.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. You guys have a good one.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Good explanation by him that people don't know anything about NHL goaltending, about, you know, like Thompson hugging the post there, because that's like what he's used to doing, instead of him coming out a little bit and making himself bigger and making it tougher to shoot on the net. Like that's a good nugget he gave us there.
Still thought when that guy got it from that angle that he had no shot at a goal.
Yeah. But
I don't know how he scored.
These guys
thing.
Are so
he
talented.
Found the back of the net. You know,
they can find those little creases to put the puck in.
And again, I just want to be first on the record. I think giving that guy 6 years, it was nutty. Because any goalie giving him 6 years is nutty. Because we have no idea how he's going to perform next year. I think he did great this year.
It's a calculated risk by the front office. They feel like he's worth the money, and they negotiated that deal.
They gave Chucky money, too.
I know.
Not as much.
Not as much. 3 years, $9 million for Chucky. 6 years, $35 million for Thompson.
I mean, I literally think it's crazy. Because goalies are mercurial. You don't know what you're going to get year to year.
Hey, yesterday we went through the schedule. We made our season-long predictions. You can see that on our social media, at Junks Radio. I think Cakes had 13 wins.
I
EB
did.
12. I had 11. I have some interesting nuggets that we didn't talk about regarding the Commander's schedule. We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.